Barack Obama is taking his presidential campaign to one true bellwether state. Missouri has voted for the winning presidential candidate in every election since 1904, with one exception. There's also a county in Missouri that has closely mirrored the presidential vote for the last half century. NPR's Howard Burke has traveled there this week.
Lincoln County, Missouri voted consistently with the nation in past presidential elections, but there's no telling how it'll vote now.
You know, when you talk with folks and you see signs, it's really hard to get a grasp on who's ahead right now.
Kelly Hardcastle is Lincoln County's economic development director, and he says the decision for voters here comes down to this.
Are the social issues that they have really stood firm in going to dictate how they vote, or is the economy going to be how they vote this time?
Part of the mystery lies in voter registration cards flooding into the county courthouse in Troy. The cards are fed into a scanner so three people working 12 hours a day, 6 days a week can get the new voters on record. Elaine Luck is the county clerk.
We're getting so many people that are moving out of St. Charles County and St. Louis County, and they're moving into Lincoln, but I think it's the interest in the presidential election.
The newcomers nearly doubled the county's population in the last decade and challenged a century of domination by conservative Democrats. Tom Burkemper chairs the county Democratic Party.
Those newcomers who vote Republican in an old Southern Democrat county increase substantially the church attendance.
And churches have had great political influence, Burkemper says, especially when issues like abortion, gun control, and gay marriage dominate presidential elections.
How hard will the churches come out and swear that we either vote for McCain or go to hell? I don't think that the churches are going to cut the same swath this election because the people are angry about the economy.
This stymies the county's fledgling Republican Party, even with a mix of conservative Democrats and Republican newcomers.
Okay, at this time, we'll let Joyce, our secretary, do the roll call.
All right.
In a conference room in Troy, about two dozen farmers, business people, and retirees convene a meeting of Republican Party leaders. Carol Wessel is a realtor and the party chair. She's confronted conservatives who resist Republican John McCain because of the economy.
I tell them I'm a Christian first, okay? And if you vote your true Christian values and vote for the candidate that you think is ethically right and has the values, that will take care of the economy.
Each candidate has a solid base of support here. Winning depends on undecided voters like insurance broker Michael Burkemper. His brother is the Democratic Party chair, but he tends to vote Republican, and he's strongly anti-abortion.
However, there are lots of important issues for a person to consider, and the continuation of the Iraq War is the main issue that I oppose John McCain. The second thing is I worry about his age, particularly after he brought in Sarah.
Burkemper isn't sure McCain running mate Sarah Palin is ready to be president, and he's not sure Democrat Barack Obama is ready either. Businesswoman Barb Nickel has been indecisive for months. She worries about having to choose between health care and food.
We don't want to become the senior citizen that has to make a decision between a pill and a can of chili.
Nickel says she admires both Obama and McCain, but is troubled by another Republican administration.
I don't think I want to live through four more years of what we just went through 8 years of. I'd like to move on a little bit. And like I said, I want to make sure I eat more than chili the rest of my life.
Some here also wonder whether race will be a factor like it might be elsewhere. This volatile mix means it's risky to bet on Lincoln County as a presidential bellwether again. Howard Burkus, NPR News, Troy, Missouri.